Scroll 7. I will laugh at the world. Og often places a gem at the end of a scroll, and this scroll is no exception. And so long as I can laugh, never will I be poor. This then is one of nature's greatest gifts, and I will waste it no more. Although laughter is unique to the human species, it too must be developed through practical application. Og presents 6 keys to unlock the therapeutic benefits of laughter in your life.
I will laugh at the world. No living creature can laugh except man. Trees may bleed when they are wounded, and beasts in the field will cry in pain and hunger. Yet only I have the gift of laughter, and it is mine to use whenever I choose. Henceforth, I will cultivate the habit of laughter. I will smile, and my digestion will improve. I will chuckle, and my burdens will be lightened. I will laugh, and my life will be lengthened, for this is the great secret of long life, and now it is mine.
The first key to learning how to laugh at the world is to laugh and be healthy. The effects of laughter are both physical and emotional. Physically, laughter releases endorphins, the body's natural painkillers. Emotionally, laughter relieves stress. Laughter is the best medicine. Think about the last time you had a good laugh. How does laughing make you feel? Has it been too long since you had a good side-splitting laugh? What activities could you engage in that would bring more laughter into your life? The first key is laugh and be healthy. The affirmation is, I heal my body and cleanse my soul with laughter. Here's the second key.
I will laugh at the world. And most of all, I will laugh at myself. For man is most comical when he takes himself too seriously. Never will I fall into this trap of the mind. For though I be nature's greatest miracle, am I not still a mere grain tossed about by the winds of time? Do I truly know whence I came, or whether I am bound? Will my concern for this day not seem foolish 10 years hence? Why should I permit the petty happenings of today to disturb me? What can take place before this sun sets, which will not seem insignificant in the river of centuries?
The second key to learning how to laugh at the world is to laugh at yourself. Og muses, for man is most comical when he takes himself too seriously. Og calls this the trap of the mind. Here's your challenge. Next time you make a mistake, do something really ridiculous or even foolish, be the first to laugh at yourself. Be aware of how it makes you feel. Enjoy being human. The second key is laugh at yourself. The affirmation is, I laugh at myself daily. Here's the third key.
I will laugh at the world. And how can I laugh when confronted with man or deed which offends me so as to bring forth my tears or my curses? 4 words I will train myself to say until they become a habit so strong that immediately they will appear in my mind whenever good humor threatens to depart from me. These words, passed down from the ancients, will carry me through every adversity and maintain my life in balance. These 4 words are, this too shall pass. I will laugh at the world, for all worldly things shall indeed pass. When I am heavy with heartache, I shall console myself that this too shall pass. And when I am puffed with success, I shall warn myself that this too shall pass. When I am strangled in poverty, I shall tell myself that this too shall pass. When I am burdened with wealth, I shall tell myself that this too shall pass. Yea, verily, where is he who built the pyramid? Is he not buried within its stone? And will the pyramid one day not also be buried under sand? If all things shall pass, why should I be of concern for today?
The third key to learning how to laugh at the world is to laugh and say, this too shall pass. At first glance, it may be easy to see why this medicine is so healing in times of trouble, but Og wisely admonishes us to also use it in times of plenty. This too shall pass. The real power in saying this phrase is that it forces your mind to be present. It can literally pull you out of the fog. During the next 30 days, wear out the phrase. Record in your journal how using this phrase can awaken you from those depressing moments or bring you back from those egotistical moments, creating a clarity and balance. The key is laugh and say, "This too shall pass." The affirmation is, "Whenever negativity threatens, I laugh and say, 'This too shall pass.'" Here's the fourth key.
I will laugh at the world. I will paint this day with laughter. I will frame this night in song. Never will I labor to be happy. Rather will I remain too busy to be sad. I will enjoy today's happiness today. It is not grain to be stored in a box. It is not wine to be saved in a jar. It cannot be saved for the morrow. It must be sown and reaped on the same day, and this I will do henceforth.
The fourth key to learning how to laugh at the world is to enjoy today's happiness today. Who would labor to grow a fabulous garden with juicy and delicious fruits and vegetables, and when all is ripe and ready for enjoyment, simply plow it under? Ogg states, it must be sown and reaped on the same day. The important word here is reaped, ingested, enjoyed, consumed. If your garden of happiness seldom produces delicious fruit, you, especially you, should take time to eat this fruit when it is in season. That season is the moment happiness occurs. And when you take the time to do so, record it in your journal. This way, these precious moments can carry you through the dark moments that may precede the next harvest. The fourth key is, enjoy happiness today. The affirmation is, I enjoy today's happiness today. Here's the fifth key.
I will laugh at the world. And with my laughter, all things will be reduced to their proper size. I will laugh at my failures, and they will vanish in clouds of new dreams. I will laugh at my successes, and they will shrink to their true value. I will laugh at evil, and it will die untasted. I will laugh at goodness, and it will thrive and abound. Each day will be triumphant only when my smiles bring forth smiles from others, and this I do in selfishness, for those on whom I frown are those who purchase not my goods.
The fifth key to learning how to laugh at the world is to laugh and develop proper perspective. Remember in Scroll 3 when we discussed how we feed our obstacles culinary delights such as sautéed sarcasm, past failure pâté, deep-fried despair, etc., and how this makes our obstacles grow into monsters? Laughter does just the opposite. As Ogg states, I will laugh at my failures, and they will vanish in clouds of new dreams. Worth a try? The key is, develop perspective. Affirmation, I laugh, and it reduces things to their proper size. Here's the sixth and final key.
I will laugh at the world. Henceforth will I shed only tears of sweat, for those of sadness or remorse or frustration are of no value in the marketplace, whilst each smile can be exchanged for gold, and each kind word spoken from my heart can build a castle. Never will I allow myself to become so important, so wise, so dignified, so powerful that I forget how to laugh at myself and my world. In this matter, I will always remain as a child. For only as a child am I given the ability to look up to others, and so long as I look up to another, I will never grow too long for my bed.
The sixth and final key to learning how to laugh at the world is avoid self-pity and self-aggrandizement, two opposite ends of a spectrum. Make a list of individuals who you know are always complaining. No matter how beautiful the day, there is always an ache or a pain or a problem that clouds the sun. Now make a list of individuals who have, as Ogg states, grown too long for their cot, those who only look down at others. How do these people make you feel? Do they suck your energy or replenish it? Would you ever want to be responsible for creating similar feelings about you? Laughter will keep you balanced in the middle. You'll see the sun when it shines. You'll even chase the clouds away. People will be attracted to you because your light will give energy. Laughter creates givers, not takers. The key is avoid self-pity and self-aggrandizement. Affirmation. I shed only tears of sweat, for those of sadness or remorse or frustration have no value in the marketplace. Want to be rich? Ogg sums up the scroll this way.
I will laugh at the world, and so long as I can laugh, never will I be poor. This, then, is one of nature's greatest gifts, and I will waste it no more. Only with laughter and happiness can I truly become a success. Only with laughter and happiness can I enjoy the fruits of my labor. Were it not so, far better would it be to fail, for happiness is the wine that sharpens the taste of the meal. To enjoy success, I must have happiness, and laughter will be the maiden who serves me. I will be happy. I will be successful. I will be the greatest salesman the world has ever known.